The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off. Kevin is here. Good morning, Kevin. What's up, dude?
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, we're good. We're good,
great,
man. How's it going with you would be the more pertinent question.
I mean, not great.
Oh.
That's what I'm calling.
Yeah, no one ever calls us when they're great.
It's true.
Kind of a depressing the thought. But anyway, so what's going, who's blowing you off? What happened? What's going on in your life? What's going on with your love life?
Well, I mean, there's this girl named Jamie, and, you know, I met her. She's, you know, awesome, cool, totally hot, nice.
Nice.
You
know, excellent.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Asked her out. She said yes, which is, you know, cool to start with. And I asked her out to this party. And then when she gets to the party, all of a sudden she's, you know, she's not fun. She's quiet. She's, you know, she's reserved. She's not talking a lot. And she's not having a good time. And, you know, I didn't get a kiss. I didn't get anything. And then, you know, I'm trying to call her up for another date, you know, give her another chance. And she's just not answering. You know, she's not answering. She's not answering my calls, my texts, or whatever.
Right.
I figured I'd go over to her house and just knock on the door to make sure she's okay, because, you know, she's not answering anything at all. But my friends told me that'd be kind of weird. So
yeah, don't do
that. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Don't go knock on her door, especially if she's ignoring
you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So you called up, which is, it's like knocking on her door, but, you know, without all the creepiness.
Yeah. a little less intense.
So this was your first date. You took her to a party.
Yeah.
Was this like just like a regular party, or was it like, I mean, you didn't take her like a swingers party or something? Was it?
No. It was just a party my friend was throwing.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Okay.
Did anything happen at the party?
Yeah. Are your friends like douchebags or something? Or?
I think everybody was nice. You know, everybody was cool. It was a small party. There was only like, you know, 15 people there. Like, it wasn't like a block party or anything like crazy.
Right.
Nobody was doing any LSD or anything like that, you know?
Well, that's because it's not 1974. Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. We will give her a call. You said her name is what, Jamie?
Jamie.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and call Jamie and figure out what's going on with her, okay?
All right.
All right. Here we go. Perfect. Listen on the line. Don't say anything, okay?
Cool.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Please speak with Jamie.
This is she.
Jamie, hi. Good morning. How are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, my God. Hi. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up with you? Yeah. Do you listen to our show?
I do. This is a surprise. What do you guys want to talk to me about?
Oh, well, you know, this is stuff.
We wanted to talk to you about Kevin.
You went on a date recently with Kevin. Do you remember?
why would you want to? How do you know about that?
He told us you guys went to a party and he wanted to see you again and you kind of aren't responding to him.
Also, he said at the party you were kind of a big wet blanket.
That too.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but
right.
That's not true?
No, I was in a bad mood because he invited me to a party, and the night before the party, he texted me and said, oh, by the way, can you bring a lasagna? Because it's a potluck party. I'm just, like, shocked on so many levels. Like, what? Our first date, you're taking me to a potluck party? And secondly, I had to bring a lasagna.
So you made a lasagna?
Bought a frozen lasagna.
Oh, so you brought a frozen lasagna?
Yeah. So he picks me up.
Yeah.
And we get in the car, and he was like, "Where's the food? Like, where's the lasagna? I don't see you carrying anything." And so I showed him the frozen lasagna, and he was like, "Why would you bring a frozen lasagna to this party?" And I said, "Well, what did you bring?" And he said, "Well, you."
Oh my God!
Wait a minute, Kevin. Yeah. You didn't bring anything. You made her bring the only food.
It was a potluck. You know, every couple's supposed to bring something. It's the lasagna. It's not a big deal.
Wait a minute. You're on the phone too.
Yeah, I'm on the phone too.
Yeah, he's
Are
on the.
Kidding me right now?
He's on the phone too, Jamie. So, Kevin, you invited Jamie to a potluck party, and then asked her to bring the pot.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem like a big deal to me.
What? That's so messed up.
Didn't seem like a big deal to you.
Like you're using her.
It's so, a party. I figured, you know, you want to participate, you know?
And Kevin, what you said to her, what? Like, where's the food? Or why did you bring a frozen lasagna? Or what? Like, you were rude about it? What happened?
I don't think I was rude about it. I expected her to make a lasagna. Like, she came in with a frozen lasagna. It's a potluck party. So, I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird that she got a frozen lasagna.
I think it's weird she asked me to even, A, cook.
Right.
Yeah.
B, make a lasagna. Like, of all the things to bring to a potluck, like, give me a dip.
Right. That's kind of complicated.
A lasagna is the perfect thing for potluck, first off, because it's like a casserole. That's what everybody brings to potluck.
Right.
And second, I wanted you to cook so you can participate, and that's the fun part of a potluck.
Yeah, but it seems like you're just using her to bring food.
The lasagna is at the party.
Right. You didn't bring anything yourself, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, not a thing.
By extension, I brought a lasagna.
Yeah, but it just looks like you're using her to make food and not actually wanting to go on a date with her.
Exactly. Women want to be wined and dined on the first date, not taken to a potluck party full of strangers.
Yeah, or like cook.
No. We went to this party. There was drinks. You had wine, cocktails. There was people there. You had a good time. We ate food. You know, so you got wined and dined. I don't understand what the problem is. Like, just because you had to bring a lasagna, it was a frozen lasagna anyway, so you didn't have to put any work into it. So the way I see it, it was just like a regular date.
Oh my God.
I don't want to bring anything on a first date. I want to be wined and dined on a first date. You and I get to know you, not a potluck full of strangers and you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Jamie. Would you be interested in seeing Kevin again if you know, you didn't have to provide your own food?
I don't know.
Come on. Kevin, tell her what you would do on a second date, like if she were to agree.
All right. So, second date. First off, skip the potluck.
Mm-hmm.
Skip the whole party.
Good plan.
It's a good step.
You know, go to a restaurant. Go to a movie, you know, and then go back to my place.
Okay. All right, Jamie, does
great.
That, what do you think?
I think I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Nothing you said was special about a date. There were no specifics.
Okay. All right, Kevin, it looks like you're, you know, pot out of luck. Yeah, I know.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.